This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 30th. God's word to you today is His responsibility. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 34, verses 2 and 4, and it says, "Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep? You have not taken care of the weak. You have not tended the sick or bound up the injured. You have not gone looking for those who have wandered away and are lost." Two people are only as intimate as what exists between them. What exists between you and God is what makes your relationship personal and intimate. There should be things that exist only between you and God. When one party in a marriage begins to hear from a third party details that ought to be only between the husband and the wife, the person is going to feel exposed and sometimes betrayed because of the nature and responsibility of intimacy. Similarly, there are things that should exist between you and God alone. This is how God wants to relate with us. God wants to call you by name and even give you a nickname. Do you know that Jesus gave his disciples nicknames? God wants to give you a special name. Take marriage, for example. Couples usually have pet names for each other. Even if they use those names in public, other people are not allowed to call them by those names. Imagine your friend begins to call your spouse by the pet name you call him or her now. How would you feel? You would probably redefine the friendship. However, though there are pet names that are public, there are pet names that are only between husbands and wives. Such pet names are only used during pillow talk. If you do not have pillow talk pet names with your spouse, receive it now in Jesus' name. One of the most spiritual things you can do is to get married. So this is devotional worthy, just in case you were wondering. One of the ways to know you're spiritual is to get married. You think you're spiritual, Christ-like even. You think you are temperate, kind, gentle, forgiving, filled with the Holy Ghost. Get married. That is when you will know if you really are, because marriage tests you to the limit. There are names that are the exclusive preserve of the person you are in a relationship with. In this case, God. There is a name that God wants to give you that will be between you and God alone, and it is scriptural. Revelations 2, verse 17 from the New King James Version says, "And I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it." A name is between you and God alone. That is how God wants to deal with us personally. The Lord is my shepherd, and because the Lord is my shepherd, I have no want. God holds shepherds to a high level of accountability. We see from our scripture reference that your shepherd, God, is responsible for your feeding, your care, your healing, and keeping you on track. Shepherding is a huge responsibility. Let us pray. Jesus, take me deeper than I have ever been before. Draw me closer than I know to long for. I desire intimacy with God my whole life long. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.